Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, Monday. Today, we are happy with you on Monday, 24th, 2014. Your guest host, Ismail Kadar, filling in for Imam Alpha Muhammad, representing Imam Alpha Muhammad, brother, and calling on New African Mondays. And first, we want to send a gracious greeting to you on New Africa Monday. Real important to send that greeting because you have basically been here, supported. And I have a real great show. It will be a great impact tool. The name of the show today, for all you out there in blog talk land and in the media, the name of our show today, as I want to stay as focused as possible with so much happening and so much to discuss, we want to get to the phone lines. Welcome members from Atlanta, New York, New Jersey. See Philadelphia on the board today. The name of our show today is the theme is Accept Our Own and Respect and Ownership, Part 1. It's a series. Accept Our Own. This is real important to me. One of the major things that I've seen, I was reading some things that happened to Bill Cosby. I was talking about that yesterday, what has happened to Bill Cosby. And I've also was very interested in seeing what's going on in Ferguson. So, you know, I like to go in history. I like to look at different events that's happening, things that we may be able to look at. I remember history, you had the saying, history rewards all research, you know, that we research history, can find many things and many signs of even what we live today, how we live today, how we behave today. And many of these things are real important. They're really important because we're dealing with a crossroads, like Eamon Alford explained yesterday in his show. I want to add to that, definitely we're dealing with many new concepts, but they're really not so new. They're only new to those who are not in the knowledge, well, many of us. Even some of the behavior, the deviant behavior, we go into scripture, we see that it's not dismissed, it doesn't leave it out. It may not, you know, it does not cover these things, so. In our history, I like to read our history, read our signs, read out what has happened to us in many facets of life of struggling to get respect first and foremost. I think many of us have lost respect for ourselves. And also, we are struggling to have a presence in our neighborhood. As we get into New Africa, we want you to understand it's definitely a spiritual reality. It's definitely a concept of how our soul will be enlightened in these things. Our soul is enlightened, but it's a soul. We have these concepts, but we also have a strong concept of freedom and material worth in the neighborhood. We also have that concept in it. So let's not ignore that concept of ownership. I'm a business owner, young man, been blessed by God to carry out that. Every day I see the value of ownership. So as I'm studying our history, I went to one of our great leaders. We mentioned him quite often on the show. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was asked a question on his teachings. And one of the things that he said about his teachings, that his greatest teaching was to accept our own, you know, to accept your own, you know. And I'm finding that more and more that I travel and more I see the need to institute, to really be comfortable with this value, brothers and sisters. I mean, we sitting here crying over not being still accepted and not having a human dignity. So I wanted to challenge I've been doing a challenge, a real estate challenge, for the last, I believe, a month on New Africa Monday for all those who, that go by abandoned properties, abandoned facilities, to organize locally a group of members in your neighborhood, in your community, working with Muslims and non-Muslims, African-American, in a forum, and really organizing organizing a way that we could build together and work together and establish ourselves together. So we want to make it clear that that is one of our agendas. That's one of our hurts. That's one of our pains. And many of you, I know, is looking at Ferguson, and some of us are very disturbed with what we're seeing, the value, the dignity. And I want to say to you, the verdict should be out today. But I want to ask yourself something. I want you to ask and be real truthful. Please be truthful with yourself. If Ferguson, you get a yay, how it will feel, will you feel that this is a more, are we leaning to more justice? Are we leaning to justice? And I want you to answer that question. If you get a nay today, if you get a yay or a nay, or yes or no, to not make light of the issue, leave issues yes or no. If you get a verdict that says not guilty or guilty, how would it really impact our life as African-American people? And I'm here to say that this is one of the biggest schemes on the people, to make them feel that an event will make or break them. Now, I want justice like the next person. I don't like any injustice. But I'm here to also to really speak to the nature of our people. See, when you deal with the nature of a thing, which scientists, they deal with the nature, we have been stripped to be powerless. And to take away your power, how do you take away someone's power? Well, we know one thing is to not own. We know that is taking away power. To not vote, to not have any say-so, is taking away power, stripping a person of their power. But we also know that taking away a person's power is to not make them responsible. Okay, so the most first part of responsibility is to become more responsible. It's first part of responsibility, to respond to your ability. All right, so to be powerless is to have so many influences accepting. You see so many little kids. Well, why are you in this situation? Because so and so put me in this situation. No, I can't. I can't do anything. I can't challenge that situation. We see more and more as we are kids, we respond to the exterior influences. But as we get grown, as we get older, and we see that we have problems because we may never heal, we go to a person who is a helper or a teacher or a leader or a psychologist of some sort. You know, some of you go to psychologists. No. We need therapy. You know, some need therapy. I don't know if it's psychologists that you're going to, but nevertheless, you go. And what the first thing that they study is to give that person responsibility, give that person its power back. And how do you become powerful? Well, you become powerful by admitting your control, admitting that you let someone take the power away from you, admitting that you should want to control. See, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, very wise man, knew that he had to put us in a place where psychologically, we took back our power. So he said, do for self and kind. And we also responded to our own, to be with our own, to protect our own, take our power. And we realized that we have let our people down. We have let ourselves down. And we had circumstances, all these circumstances, and we had one that is highly unjust, highly unjust, to the point where we know that the heavens and the earth have not been established with these unjust, corrupt ideas and ideology. So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, with Ferguson happening today, and we go into Bill Cosby, some of the things later, what if you get a yay or you get a nay? What is it going to do for you? What change is it going to do for you? Now, I didn't say that an event doesn't carry any message, because an event it's the way that we really respond to an event that makes an event significant. Okay? There's many events. We carry events every day. There's events, good events and bad events in our life. But it's all about response. Told that the schemers use language when they describe as a black to not really be in the know. And to be following to really be flying off of emotional makeup, not a rational makeup, not a logical nature, not a moral nature many times, but to be responding in the wind. So I ask you today that if we get a response of Ferguson that is not to your liking, is it going to, do you feel that justice is served? And I'm not going to answer this right now. This is a rhetorical question. I just want to put some things out there before we get the broadcast all going to see if it isn't, if there's going to be still injustices. Then I say that we're not going at the root. We're not challenging the root of this problem. And I plan to go visit Ferguson and plan to visit a couple of ghettos and areas in America. But I want to know what is the root of our problem. In this problem, you know, there's many problems. But I'm asking in this problem, the name of this broadcast, once again, for those late coming on the show, the name of this series, we're going to be more and more, a lot of people have been asking me to cover, give them some lecture of what we covered. And I appreciate that, brothers and sisters. So I'm working on trying to transcripting. Get this down and put this in a form that you really could see. But the name of our show on today is Accept Our Own and Respect and Ownership, Part 1. So what I'm getting you to understand is, Ms. Ferguson, if we get a nay or yay, is that going to make, are we going to, now, from this event, are we going to seek to build a zone where we conduct ourselves and do business, where we protect ourselves security-wise? Like, I have a private security company. Are we going to conduct ourselves in a way that we can defend ourselves? Are we going to come up with a strategy as leaders without less conflict and ideas and more ideas that respond to our nature, respond to our intellect, our capacity of freedom? So we want to ask that question. That's a question that we feel that needs to be asked on New African Monday. Because if it's not, then we know that many of you are getting caught up. It should be a reason. We should have a motivational force if we're looking at what's happening in Ferguson. We should be uplifted. Enough is enough. We should be challenging. And not just the identity, the we being shot in the street. Remember I explained about responsibility. Is the police going to give us our justice? Did the Emancipation Proclamation give us our justice? We have gotten that agreement. And many of us are still in a state of, probably some of us are worse. So did we get our justice because of the Emancipation Proclamation? Will the law give you your justice? Well, the law gives you your justice in due time, through pressures. But you have to give yourself justice. Now, the Imam W.D. Muhammad explained to us on an occasion in Chicago, visit the man. When he did an election, he talked about how we have, the laws have changed to suit our needs and our respect, to suit us, that to what we challenge. But he said the majority of us, including especially European white folks and others, they haven't really embraced you to come into their social setting and their makeup and their community setting. And he said that was a standard, that wasn't abnormal, and that we should stay to ourselves, and we should build ourselves and love ourselves. But we should. It was a time to ever stay together, and come. The time is now. So I want to ask you, first of all, do you accept your own? I mean, we know brothers and sisters are marching in the street about injustices. And we know at the same time our brothers and sisters marching the street, we know we sometimes look in the mirror and see something that we don't like. We know this, that we look in the mirror and see a hairstyle that we don't like. Now, a person, I don't want to make any go at the sisters on this, because I want to address the brothers too. Really, I want to address the brothers. You are the backbone. You are the leadership. But the sisters also, you know, they got a statement of a woman looking like Nicki Minaj. I'm sorry, they discuss her so much. But she has blonde hair. She had blonde hair in this picture. But they said, you know, when you're saying this, when you look like this, you dress like this, you're encouraging men to go and get a white woman. Now, she may be trying to hold her worth to the lipstick and eyeliner and brown hair, yellow. But she looks awfully out of her nature, and she looks like somebody that's familiar. And we know that they used to dress in blackface. We know blackface, we used to use blackface, and we know that. We've seen blackface. We know this. We've seen that we used to dress like this. We saying that this was the status, not us, excuse me, America, when I say us, U.S., mocking, mockery. But it, the same community that you would go to and go into a local city had a big billboard with a big white woman next to that cigarette commercial. Selling the product, hustling. Marilyn Monroe. Now, you think it's a coincidence that in the same facility, the same today, in today's time, you're going, your woman awfully trying to look like this image, and then your man is going so far, you man, I'm not just vindicating the sisters in terms of the imagery. Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke that it become a time where they give you their woman. Actually give you their woman. Mr. Bill Cosby, we see he had out of 14, I believe, 13 women, we see about 11 of them is Caucasian. Now, I'm not trying to highlight, but what I'm saying is, do we accept our own? And I'm not just talking about Bill, because Bill did a lot of great things. I highlighted yesterday on yesterday's show. Some of the great things. But I'm showing you how even in the videos today with the blonde hair, the fake butts, and this is not just about looking like a Caucasian. This is not what this is about. I mean, we see sisters now. We see people putting butt injections. This show, man, I got something for you today, brothers and sisters. I see the boards lighting up. Appreciate you calling in. But do you accept your own? Now, this is the first part of the statement. Accepting your own. I explained that Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who many of us say is one of our greatest social reformers, and Imam Muhammad, his son, told us, and this is one of the biggest lies. See, this is where I come to spank out of the deceivers among us. They have told us and convinced us that the Iman had a different social format. That is a lie. And many of you Imams and people who've been working in the community, you worked to make that reality to be of truth, but it has no truth whatsoever. One of the biggest myths we have to deal with is the myth that the Imam had a different social program than Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He put down aspects of the religion. But if you and really, if you understand religion in the sense of what religion is to do, you're supposed to have a higher call to your social dignity. Because with the moral and the rational working together, you can really take on the world. But you can't, if you don't address your needs and your concerns, you can't immediate concern, which the Quran even tells you to address, religion tells you to address it. Religion don't tell you to not love yourself. What kind of foolish idea are you brothers and sisters getting? And do you think it's a coincidence that Imam W.D. Muhammad book, and I encourage, I want all, you see, when I'm talking about the Imam to Africa, to all my people listening to broadcast, I'm telling you, if you are a scholar, to pick up this book. If you're a business owner, pick up this book. He put a book on Joseph. I don't want to go so far on the prophet Joseph, Yusuf, for the Muslims and Christians, Joseph and English-speaking people. Joseph, same man, maybe variants in the story, but same story, Joseph. Not a coincidence that Joseph, time to today. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about Bill Cosby. We're going to talk a little bit about Ferguson. And I don't want to. I really don't want to detour. But my question, as the boards are lighting up, and some of you are just joining me on the broadcast, I want to ask you this: if Ferguson, the verdict should be out a little later, if you get nay or yay, I'm challenging you. What is a no verdict going to do for you and your neighborhood? What is a yes verdict going to do for you and your neighborhood? Because I've seen it so often, you know. I've seen it so often. Are we going to be proactive, or does the event define us? Are we being proactive, or does the police department define us? Except your own is really a big situation. It's not a small situation. I didn't say just accept the police. I didn't say just accept the government, your food stamps and your welfare. I'm saying accept your own. So the reason why we have to connect the own, because many of you will just be thinking about an individual person. You're thinking, oh, me, accept this, my Kadar. Yeah, I accept myself. I know myself. Look how good I look. That's what some of this, and you calling yourself kings and queens. Peace, queen. Peace, king. But what I find is that when a people sometimes are distraught, if they're not careful, they'll go to extremes to describe their nature. Meaning the weakest ego sometimes go to extremes. Most of these musicians have weak egos. I mean, it's known. Yet in videos, you see they put themselves as kings and pharaohs and gods. Really, don't have never got knowledge of self. I've rather never been fed knowledge of self. Really haven't. So we can go to extremes sometimes. But I want to know that own the broadcast that we're connecting today is explaining how accept your own and respect and ownership. So accept is connected to respect. Am I accepting you? You know, some Muslims, they use the term, oh, we Islam, great religion, Islam. Great religion. Why is it so great? It made me accept the black man. See, that's not respectful in that term. It made you accept the black man? No. I mean, you like Eman said on the election a long time. You probably still don't want to sit next to me on the plane. So I'm not talking about acceptance as trying to get some acceptance. And many of you expect that. So this is why we have to connect the same lecture today with own. Accept our own. Accept our own. What kind of fool you would look if you accepted everybody's children in the neighborhood and didn't accept your own children? You might be considered some type of freak, actually. You'd be considered some kind of, they would even call you a pedophile. You got somebody, other children in your house? You ain't never took care of your children? What's your angle, bro? What's your angle, sister? So we see a society out of whack. You think it's a coincidence that all these teachers are getting busted with doing things to children? Think it's coincidence that we're seeing more and more on World Star and Young TV, YouTube, young kids doing drugs at 5 and 6 and parents laughing? This is all dealing with being off the orphan race. And is also dealing with never accepted themselves, not truly not liberated. Truly not liberated. So I don't wanna dwell too much on that. I wanna definitely teach. I wanna appreciate this broadcast and my people listening attentively. But let me give you a key that I keep trying to explain a New Africa Monday, and I do my best to communicate this. There never was, in this world, if you don't present your body as your body, which is political science, it's a term to use the people and the power of social as a group, but it was also a significant, just natural term of your body, waking up. You don't take power and control of your body, somebody else will, okay? And if you don't respect your body, somebody else may abuse your body. So they, to the point, would call you a nobody. You don't have knowledge yourself, you know who you are, no, he's a nobody. You don't know, so you don't have knowledge yourself. And kind, you don't even know yourself. You don't know your people. You don't know yourself. So the leaders today we have, really, I'm really getting out of habit to even call them leaders. That's a mistake, and that's like me calling a person as a doctor, but he's not even practicing medicine or any kind of science. So I just say it to alert you, but really, I think more and more they're getting booed and things like that. Because they never have proven that they accepted themselves either, or validated themselves. So what are we going to do to accept our own and respect our own? I'm going to drill this in you, brothers and sisters, because this is something that we all have to wake up to. We all have bad habits, downplaying each other sometimes. Not because the trust was broken with certain sisters or brothers saying, oh, that's how black people are, that's how we are, that's how you know how we are. We have to redefine who we are. That's what I'm realizing. That's why we call New Africa. We're new people. Don't carry that same old baggage and luggage that you had as you were being formed. And we have to have exercises such as this show. But it even goes beyond this show. That's why this show is a movement. It goes beyond this. This goes beyond this. We have to accept our own. And the Muslim, a lot of you Muslims will say, oh, you know, that's just, yeah, you know, we know that. No, brothers and sisters, this goes out to the religious community too. It's fabulous people who email Muhammad. Some people don't even respect the things Imam Muhammad did till they see the Pope and others. And that validates his position with him, with us. And some don't really validate anything because they still have not accepted themselves. They still have not accepted themselves. So as long as someone else outside of yourself is teaching you religion or science or spirit, I can accept that. But as long as it's one, it's just like looking in the mirror. If it's someone that looks like me, I have a real big problem taking valuable lessons or giving that person any credit. And so this accepting ourselves doesn't just deal with a leader, which we know we have a problem. We struggle with that leadership, supporting a leader. But it also deals with us not feeling credible. And this is what we're changing. It's beautiful to be with you today because we know that you, brothers and sisters, not the ones, audience members, a lot of you are some of the strongest people I've met and I have been blessed to talk to and speak to. But we know that to change this society, this is one of the first biggest teachings we have to embrace. It's a social teaching, not just a religious teaching. I want to make that clear. Some of our problems really, they find their way in religion, but we really, as even a religion group, we've got healing, even the church. See, as a Muslim, you know, I don't come with the opinion that the church has destroyed our life. Because I understand not only with my great, powerful healing in Jesus' story for the slaves. It was powerful healing also in that story. I know we know what came with the imagery of, which is not really just all about the story. That is also leadership, creating the image of that. But the story itself, the slaves saw themselves as Jesus. So it did powerful. It did it was a powerful science. And Allah has blessed me to see how to manipulate us, and Imam broke this down. He blessed us to see it even further. How they were laughing at people within their group. So they were saying things to them to say, hey, you know, we designed this, and we know you're laughing at them, but they're going to open up the wilderness for us, and you're going to be laughing at them while you're doing it. But we're laughing at both of you. And in the end, because they knew they were taking it from God, they knew the nature, the psychology nature, strong psychological message, strong social message, they knew this had a consequence. And they were not so blinded like many of us would like to think. This guy was this damn devil. This person was this. This person, they don't know nothing. They don't know crap about life. No, brother and sister. These people study religion. These people study the human anatomy. You could give part of religion is to study Allah's creation. I wish more and more we get time to understand that part of religion is to study Allah's creation. This is where many of us have been neglected of that responsibility. See, the first Muslims that we consider, look, they study the human body. You read the Quran, it talked about Allah took a seed, made a seed pair as a clot, transfer the seed into a clot. Do that go without studying? Do I ignore that as a religion? Do I make my prayer and ignore these strong signs in creation? So when we say accept our own, I'm not talking about just the black man. I'm saying that we have really not accepted ownership. I'm not a king. Don't call me a king, queen. Like I said, these are psychological terms, terminology. I'm not a king. I know a lot of you black brothers. I respect y'all. I love y'all. I love you so much, my brothers. I love you. But I'm not a king. I'm not. I'm an inheritor. The king sometimes is blocking the resources of my inheritance. This is why they have Wall Street. This is what we're going to get into this later. of Wall Street, and what the Quran, why the Quran mentions the wall and the orphan. I'm not a king. I'm not, no disrespect to a king, but the world. This is why we started the presidential movement. The world has even moved in a direction to understand that the people must become more powerful, empowered. The king could be as powerful as he is, but if the people ain't empowered, that's a sign of a bad king. And sometimes the burden is so heavy on a king that he's ready to give that whole thing up. This is why the West took that. This is why the West came out of that to a sense, because he's not even able to handle the people to be their king. He's not able to do that. He's a representative, but he doesn't grant life and death. And you know, we had one in the history of Pharaoh. We had one. We see that he challenged that idea. He said, well, Moses was describing the creator. Moses saying the one who created and repeated creation. And so now he wants to get attributes of that. He wants to get closer. Well, what does he do? So he asked. He said, well, grants life. He's the one who originated life and death. Well, he said, I grant life and death. But your life and death is defined. Even your life and death is defined. What I mean by that? You don't originate life. When you originate life, you're following a pattern. You're praying for the rain to come out. You put seed in the ground, you're praying for that. Law says be and it is. You don't put the sun up. So then he goes into the creation, because the creation we know there's clear signs of that. You know you didn't put that sun and moon up. You might get confused here where, you know, I grant some life and death. I got some dominion that God, by his will, blessed me to even inherit that. But you know you don't put up the moon and the sun. You know you ain't running at night making sure you put buckets in the ocean, the water. So I don't want to detour so much, but I want to say that ownership, and really what I'm addressing with this ownership piece, is the fact that we have not valued ownership. Quran, the Bible, that's your inheritance. And my Judaic friends, earlier scriptures we call the Torah, this is your inheritance. But I find not just Christians, I don't want to highlight Christians here, because I find so Muslims don't truly value what's even in their possession. I know that's in the Quran, but to my Christian friends, I've seen that. I know what I read that in the Bible. But you know, my preacher, what's all this butt for? So at any time they can get you to get away from the source, you will become less and less owning those principles. And what I mean by owning those principles, meaning living up like you own your body. You don't own your body in a sense, we know you're renting it, but we know that you should value it. You should value it as an ownership. You do own it. You do have the ability to wake up and say, yes, another day of life. What am I? See, once again, taking that power. What am I going to do with my body? And the more younger you are, the more impressionable you are. So the more you are a child, you are a victim of, really, circumstance. My mother doesn't did this. I can't go outside today. Why? Because I didn't do this. I didn't do that. So we come from clay. We understand that. Now it's very symbolic. And we're being molded and... But when we come into adulthood, we have to take responsibility. So the problem in today's side, we have so many adults that still think like kids. And I love you. But you have to get out of this reactionary state of mind. I told you already, the word black is a symbolic play also on emotional nature. Most of our leaders don't even come with pads. or outline, because many of them are taking things from the air. Now, what I want to say, as we are coming on the 7:42 mark, and about to get to a few questions, is I want to say to you, brothers and sisters, and once again, I'm going to ask the question again, with Ferguson coming up, the verdict coming in, question that I ask is, if you get a yes or you get a no verdict, well, your situation and your condition, how is it going to change? How is it going to change? And I'm not here to define that for you. I'm not here to downplay. I don't like any injustice that's happening to our people, how big or small. And my prayers are offered to Michael Brown and to the other teenagers and brothers and sisters who lost their lives to violence in the neighborhood and in the world, and human people, not just our people, but all people victims of criminal activity. But do you want to stop the healing? Do you want to start the healing, excuse me? Or do you want to just be caught up in the wind of emotion? So I caution us to come into a body with a head. And what do I mean by that? Come into a situation where we can reflect, where we can think for ourselves, not just reaction. You know, I hear so many people, along with the king word that sometimes bothers me, is I'm a revolutionary. You know, I'm a revolutionary, and they're on my own right. I'm a revolution. Well, we have taught in science that we are evolving creatures, really. Not just revolving creatures, we're evolving creatures. So you could go into science and see revolve. You want to look at the sun, it revolves, you know. It's a science. Most human beings, I don't think y'all even stick to a certain pattern. This is how much our nature, Allah has given us freedom. Alhamdulillah, all praise due to God. But most of us, though, you know, the sun comes up at a certain pattern every day. He's revolving. And I'm not knocking any revolution, but the real revolution, what does that word allow us to see? That a real revolutionary is connecting us to the principles that are really been here since the beginning. They ain't really bringing nothing new. Even our prophets, prayers be upon him, he didn't say that it was only, he wasn't the first one to say there was one God. But you, many of you won't even see that as such. Oh, yeah, I'm not looking for that kind of revolution. I was looking for, yeah. And he talked about evolve. He evolved society. Society evolved, made great progress, made changes. So we know, many of us, when they use this word, revolutionary, you're a revolutionary, revolutionary where? Where's the stores in your neighborhood, my brother? Where's the activity? And I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not trying to highlight anybody. Muslim, Christian, nationalist groups, we all share the same burden. But it's time to wake up. I mean, we had a march in the street with brothers with lassos and guns in the air. Yeah, we can't protect the block. So with the black concept, the schemers look at that and laugh. They look at that condition and mock us and distract us. Say these people, that in their mind, and it's bad to say it like this, but it's a party for them. See, you know a party. Most of us is listening to the broadcast. You remember our party? Most people don't know each other. Then you put that music on Friday, everybody showed up. Everybody put their best dress clothes on, and because they, and sometimes, not just the tragedies, sometimes even in religious dialogue, we could start having this nature that becomes
what they would say, even in the story of Hamedic, would be like a party, emotional, no clothes, no, not having a true not really having a true social situation. Okay? Not having a cultural situation. So that's where coming in to our own, we're coming into a understanding that we don't want to be just reactionary. We don't want to just be real. So I caution everybody to think, to think. So one of the things I was trying to say with this broadcast, and I'm going to have another theme coming up, to accept our own and respect. Now, respect, I didn't get into respect. Respect. One of the great legends I see in my, and no matter what you say right now about my man Bill Cosby, he was a legend to me. And it's, and I gave you the name of Hannibal yesterday, the show Hannibal, and I don't want to go too much into that to distract what the exchange is. But I know that one of the biggest pieces that has happened with rape has been an inheritance, a violation of inheritance. See, even the old wars, you know, one of the signs soldiers would do when they would conquer a country or come into a place and challenge, they would be very disrespectful to the woman. Oftentimes, the woman is symbolic of society, but they would take her and to show that the male wasn't the leader there no more. They would do horrific things to her. Then later on, they did horrific things to the society. Rape the gold. Rape the resources. Rape the oil. Rape the sugar. And this goes on and on and on. And then we see this in our history. Many of us, maybe 70 years later, 70 years prior from where we are now, many of us still haven't really had our lineage. But when we find our lineage, we see often some horrific stories of our own lineage, of what has happened. So this issue of rape is very serious. It's a very serious one. Even with the sexual image, even with the sexual image that's happening, really, it's so many issues, I mean, affecting our subconscious. So there's so many issues. I mean, we have people that don't, they have interracial issue going on, the history of African-American men and being accused of, you know, of sleeping with white women, being with white women. Sometimes being hung just off of accusation. We have sometimes just, we have people who have done horrific things. So I'm not here to, I don't want to spend this time to really do a case on forensics, because I always believe in a court of law. Also, I believe in that. I believe also we should have our own evidence before we just respond to impulses. Once again, impulsive nature. I'm going to get to a few phone calls in a few. I'm just trying to finish this lecture that we have here. Accept our own respect and ownership. For respect. Now, respect. What we had a great singer, Aretha Franklin. She said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You know, now where has the culture gone in this level of respect? Where have our African-American men gone in a level of respect? Now, a man like Cosby Show, man like the Cosby Show, to me, seemed to be a very wholesome, I don't want to say it was myth, but it pointed to the future, direction of the future. Many of you guys, you know, I know people, I've heard stupid, I've heard things in music, right? Oh, that didn't reflect, that was cool, but we're, you know, a Cosby family. See, this is, don't even respect that value. that had had on. I know some few people that like the Cosby in some regards. No, I know a few African American families. But they say, oh, no, that's not real. So what they gave us today? Well, most of the cultures, 90% of the movies I see, it's a guy with a big gun, pimping, got five different girls, sleeping around, shows. I don't want to highlight Mr. Tyler Perry in those, but I know a lot of his shows, and somebody's on there, one of the family members is a crack addict. Shoots hair on that. Now, a lot of you say, oh, man, this is way more realistic. Where's your respect? And then the movies and the film of those who promoting messages that are degrading women, putting your daughters on TV, selling your daughters, doing butt dances. It's one of they say face down. Putting your face down and your butt in the air, letting the white girls laugh. Ha 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 ha, twerk, oh twerk, twerk team. Twerking. Now all these guys have a pass in the media. For the respect. They disrespect. Now they disrespect and you're disrespecting your own woman, your own value, not protecting her. What is rape? Now I want to ask yourself, what kind of culturally, now I'm not excusing Bill Cosby, but like the Ferguson situation, are we going to use this to wake up? Like I told you, the Emancipation Proclamation was an event. It happened. But many of you, I don't see even you, most of you ain't even celebrating Juneteenth. So the event, though your forefathers, your parents, ecstatic of the event, and we needed the event to happen. It was part of this. So, but how are we motivated by that freedom? So this is what I'm explaining. When you come into your own, you don't take on just what the Chinese or the Asian or the any other man for that matter wants you to take on and think. You have an independent mind, independent body. Your value and respect system is an infinite pattern. Respect is not. I think all people want respect. And I think all people value respect. Most of the time, of enlightened group, enlightened people, or people that want what we call civilization, civilized group. So respect for your woman has to be measured, and respect for your man also must be measured. Be leadership, society and leadership, community and leadership, parents. The show, it transfers even to the shoulders that bore you. So respect is a key. So can we not just have a witch hunt on Mr. Cosby, but wake up to the real rape that's going on in this country and music? And yeah, a lot of people say, oh man, just put a, you know, I love Mr. Muhammad's teaching. They say put a dirty glass next to a clean one, which that teaching was also connected to something else. I have another time to go into that. A lot of that teaching dealt with nationalism and waking up into Islam, that dirty glass. That's why in the movie, if you remember, Spike Lee actually showed Malcolm getting two glasses. One was black and one was clear. And he said, Islam is the clear glass. This deals with the direction of Islam to actually liberate our mind more than nationalism, which is to free us, but many times it still leaves a lot of dirt. It makes us go against our enemies, or those we feel our enemies. Sometimes we're so motivated by race or ethnicity that we attain it ourselves. But there's another thing, you know, dirty glass. So the glasses were used several times, and then Islam, we know Imam Muhammad gave us another version and said Islam is the glass. It's another level of the glass being used. The water and the oil of faith. I mean, the oil of science and the water of faith and sensitivities. Mixing, becoming a new composition where you can't tell the water from the oil and the oil from the water. Now, Islam is that too. So we can use this glass on a lot of things. But I know many of you say, put a clean glass next to this dirty one. Told you, the imams said, I still follow my father's social teachings. I'm still in line with that. I put down aspects of the religion. So if let's go. The leader I began the broadcast with, he didn't say, even that statement was a great statement, but he said, my greatest teaching has been one of the greatest teachings. I know I've heard this, is to accept your own. I'll accept your own. Accept our own. So, okay, clean glass. I put clean film next to this big booty on TV. Well, if you don't own, how you gonna even own a network? So we have some great sayings. We have some great teachings. We have some great language. But are we willing to respect and ownership? Not just ownership, not just, oh, I got a nice car, I got look. Because I'm talking now is what happens. I know New Africa. God has shown me that that we are going to come into a new reality, mental, spiritual, and physical. But I know many of you have been denied so much of the physical things that you are looking at the physical reality and saying, oh, we're going to have this and nice homes. And I know we see all African Americans making money. But if you don't respect yourself, won't be no nutrients. Our media, me and my father was talking about how most of our media is not even, most of the stories we get in media come from the Associated Press. We have yet to establish an independent press. And this is what this show seeks to do, and we are doing. And I just wanted to finish that. As 8 o'clock, we're going to come up on, I'm open up the phone lines. Because I want to stop. This is part one. Is there going to be a part two? But I want to set the floor for us to really, the foundation, for us to come into that higher consciousness. For us to not be like babies or selfless or wandering in the wilderness. And really start to embrace ourselves as a people, as a new people, and not just African Americans and Muslims and, oh yeah, I did it, yeah, we look at us, look at how we look, but embrace the principles in creation. Your creative nature should be respected. Your intellect should be respected. Your religion should be respected. We should respect each other's religion. Don't a lot of you guys, I think now, putting down religion. And some of you Muslims and Christians don't want to accept your vision or your sense of what you see or your school of thought. Hey, to hell with them. I don't want to deal with them. No. We have to come out of these backwards, divisional ideas. And I will get into later how we couldn't even vote if we didn't own. I told you that when the Constitution couldn't even vote before we didn't own. So let's not ignore that, brothers and sisters. But the bigger the concern is, the bigger we accept our own, the more life we will have, the more respect we will have. And the respect comes from even us when we kill each other, when brothers and sisters in the neighborhood. Look at Ferguson as a reminder that we have to clean up. It's time to. And it doesn't mean that everyone's going to start a group, even though we need more. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to start a business, even though we need more. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to start a school, even though we need more. But start with accepting yourself and respecting yourself. Please do that, brothers and sisters. God made it easy, and we make it hard. See, every time we make it hard, I could say, oh, I'm going to lead 20,000 black men in Washington. Let's do this. And yeah, that's not how we see it in Scripture. That's not how we see it in even in religion. It was made easy. There's things that I'm not even thinking that's going to grow from this seed. That is not even in my conscience right now. You know, I just got an idea yesterday from a brother. We were there. I didn't even think about that 3 weeks ago. So the root of it is not to know. The root of it is to be connected with the Creator who knows all, who has all the secrets, who has, before I was even born, before you were me and you were born, who gave us a pattern in ourselves that the pattern calls for us to be respect ourselves. And if we don't do it, our soul would demand justice. And what you see now with it, Ferguson and what's going on with it, the soul is demanding justice. But don't think those members of society have all giving up. Don't think. Please don't think. Please don't think. Don't think this is going to be some easy walk in the park. You know, I know some of you are tired. I hear every day, we tired. I just a tired people. We want to be, we liberated. Don't be tired. We all are, imagine the ancestors, imagine Martin Luther King who said, oh, I'm too tired. I'm tired. You know, don't use any excuse. Don't use excuses to not do the work. And the work, like I said, everyone has work. I'm not saying that we all start with a good word with each other. Start, if you spend so much time in argument or debate, say to yourself, hey, you know what? I could stop a little. I could do more of this that deals with the mission. A lot of children in the neighborhood, look, you got a person outside. It could start with talking to a person outside. Inviting that young African-American brothers in your neighborhood, 12, 13, as you see on the corner, invite them to get some cookies and milk. You know how many brothers I just invite? A few of them became Muslim. Or became, you know, and that's not my goal. I don't make Muslims. Allah, only God does that. Want to make friends. Wanted to show them their respect, their worth. A lot of you, and the sisters also have much work. A lot of our sisters, they have any valid, they need a man. The wrong man at that to confirm their worth. And we also have some who are so extreme, like I said about the King situation, that they would put down the man altogether to validate that lifestyle. I don't need him at all. It reminds me of people who didn't have their fathers. Sometimes of us, many of us have fathers. Then you see a guy that said, hey, I have my father. F my father. Use that language. Excuse my language for the book. I'm just trying to give you the reality. So that hurt. That's a hurt feeling. I understand. I respect it. I respect his feelings. I respect his feelings. I agree with it. I know that Satan has a way of really confusing this thing. So I don't agree to the sentiment, but I understand. It comes from hurt. So as I explained earlier, we move to extremes when we've been hurt. It's extremes, and we as a people have been hurt. So they're playing off the extreme. They're playing off that. We're playing off of that. And that is confusing people. And the Imam told us that we won't let the winds of emotion rock this house. So be on guard with that. Try not to get angry. Always work with each other. Always communicate. And when we come together as groups, this is the thing I want to say too on New African Mondays. We have group panels and group discussions. Stop trying to be the one with all the answers. You got shared, you have people that need help. And you know, even in your fist, your body is a community. So even your fist needs all the other digits the more stronger you have your fingers coming together, the better you have a stronger hand. So embrace that, brother and sisters. Embrace each other. Learn to differ, but still work together. And the reason I really don't say I want you to differ, I just want you to learn to differ, because some of us don't know how to learn. This is where their child behavior. There's people who, the first time they don't differ, they're not friends no more. They don't speak no more. In community settings. So learn to differ. Learn that difference is part of life. Learn the difference, but don't destroy the value system of your brother and sister. Most of these young children need to, how can we teach these young children killing each other? We haven't mastered as adults working together. This is what they see. So they see no leadership, no one there, nobody, no group of people work together, walk past their differences to deliver us certain things. And they ain't in the neighborhood. No, absent of that. And when somebody steps on their sneakers, boy, oh boy, I'm going to give it to them. Because they haven't learned to have a difference, have a void when someone comes at you. So our enemies are using this nature, not really the event. There's so many African-American babies have been killed, brothers and sisters. They're using the nature against us. So let us come in the real nature. And I'll take a few calls, some on the broadcast. If you want to chime in, a few calls, call up 973-420-4172. Your religion means a lot. Okay, you just want to listen, brother? 973 or sister? 420? No problem. I got call at 714-514-0635. Your religion means alive. Okay, we have pretty standstill audience today. Call up 336-473-2505. Welcome to Religion Means Alive.
Hello?
336? Yes, sir.
Hold on, brother. It's Reed.
God bless you, brother. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I had to turn in. Usually I catch the program. Yeah, man, usually I catch the program like on the archives. But and today I was gonna dial in anyway. But I just want to say, you know, I really enjoy listen to the variety of programs that y'all have on Religion Means Alive. I mean, it's just from a lot of perspective, whether Imam Alpha is speaking or some of the other brothers. That's all right. I mean, y'all talking about issues that definitely we need to continue to discuss. And y'all not just coming from just talking about it. We're talking about providing solutions for these problems. So, I mean, y'all keep up the good work, man. And this is the type of program for everybody, not just for Muslims. So we got to make sure we keep that message out there.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. Thank you. Let me first of all, this brother, let me first of all tell you what this brother has done. And I really want you brothers and sisters to understand just one of the, I call him a star. It's not a Go Hollywood on him. But I'm talking about, Imam Muhammad says our stars are like guides. Stars are like really, and that's why we call Malcolm Martin like stars, you know. They, not that they had the same message on every position, but if we study them now, they should be like stars. What do we mean by that? We mean that they shouldn't be a conflicting view, that in the 60s, you know, we knew they were fighting for different sticks and different that, but now as we navigate, they're like stars. Certain issues we see, Malcolm and Mark. So we have a few stars among us, and this brother has developed an application. Majedid. I hope you can get it. You should go and get it. It's on Apple. They're using it on iTunes. Google, believe it, is carrying it also. But he has connected the different areas that we are in the whole country. And it's going to be a lot more coming from that application. And he has a lot of other strong initiatives he's put in place. But, see, I see that brother bigger than Mark Zuckerberg. This is how you have to see it. So he's involved in the creation process, and I just wanted to send great amount of respect to him and those brothers, and hope. I don't want to even put the word hope out there. I believe, and I will be seeing him soon at another convention, perhaps, or real soon. I know I will be seeing that brother. Go and if you have to look it up, Mujeddid app. Please support that great app. All right, and I want you to I want to get more of it. I want to tell you more about it, but I want you to just go and Google and look at it. And he's exactly right. The show is not, definitely not. First of all, the message we got as true Muslims is that the Prophet's message was for humanity. There was no group called Muslims when the Prophet came in. So he wasn't looking for any Muslims. The Prophet was teaching humanity of their own excellence. And really the word, another word, synonym for Muslim, if we could say it, most of the Muslim world probably, I'm not, you know, wouldn't even understand it. But a word would be human. We all believe we're born in, but the human excellence, not just to be human in the nature that society exploits. So we want to preserve that human bond, human excellence. And I say again on the show all the time that most of the things that we do today, this is to Muslim and non-Muslim to understand this, came from great explorations in the faith, such as a toilet bowl. You know, Muslims invented that. Now, did they do that so only spiritual Muslims could be on the toilet, or human beings could be on the toilet? Look at the telescope. Muslims helped invented that. See, the telescope just being used for Muslims or discriminated against others? No. These are all things that brought out true and higher human excellence principles, and not just to be human excellence in a morale sense, but in a rational sense also. So I thank that brother. He's a sign. He has my support. And I'm happy that he's listening to this show. And I definitely want to get him back up here very soon. I want to get some other calls before I get out of here. And I appreciate you brothers and sisters on calling in, chiming in. It's important that we have dialogue. It's important that we exchange thoughts with each other. 718-514-04635. Your religion means alive. 718-514. Well, you're free to just join. I don't want to put any pressure on anybody. You know, I just want to make sure I get to you if you do have any questions and concerns. I don't want to ignore any valid question and criticism. You know, I'm open. You know, I'm that kind of, I'm an open guy. You know. Because I want to hear all concerns. That, you know, it's important that we discuss with each other. 870-536-0095. Your religion means alive. Well, thank you. Appreciate you, brother or sister. Okay. And I know I got a good friend calling in here. 347-447-5950. Religion means alive. You're on the line. Okay. Wow, this is powerful. Thank you. I mean, when I know you're listening, I feel so great and honored to be your host and one that It's going to give you some dialogue. We are working on giving a media link with more media, more music on the show. Just bear with us because we want to do it right. We don't want to just put a package together for you guys. So we put in some real good music, some real good media packages showing our events. And when I say media, I'm not just talking about using today's media, like these outlets like that talk about Bill Cosby, you know, they Associated Press and this and that. It needs to be independent mediums because one brother put me on to some of the things that Mr. Cosby was doing recently. I discussed on the show, and I explained to you that he was definitely working on a television studio, Hollywood studio, one of the fifth. There's only about four companies that are in that situation controlling our media. And he was working on that. And I just think that my part two is going to deal with ownership from that sense. Okay, now we want to revisit. Because if you want to build a road, you want to know what has happened. Part of our history is to understand the story, our history, not just the history, not just Columbus, what happened in our history. I find that many Muslims, even ones who come to the Shahada, do not have enough understanding of even the significance of our history in this country coming into Islam. So our history is important to understand the Nation of Islam, study how it was introduced to our people, and to study the mistakes. I'm not here to say, oh, anything is all golden. We know anything that man touches has limitations in it. Does not mean it wasn't guided. Does not mean it's not helped. But it does mean that we can review and learn from mistakes. So history should be a teacher also. So I want to have on the next edition to go into history. See, a lot of our people don't know that African Americans have tried to buy their own music distribution. Many of us don't know that. We don't know that there were meetings and agreements to cover distribution, distribute our music. A lot of us know it in small circles, but we haven't studied. Most of the young kids don't know that. If you don't revisit that you were trying to do these moves and you got stopped, then you won't realize that some of you gave up. And so today's children, most of the guys, you know, my generation, a lot of them say, man, I just want to get paid. I don't know. I don't even know who hit them to the story of Tupac, what he really was trying to do independently. So who hit you this story of how much Mr. Cosby donated to education? Not like Dr. Dre, no disrespect to Dr. Dre on every level, but you know, we know you gave $40 million to USC. Now, do I have a problem with you? No. You're free to spend your money anywhere. But I do think we should highlight those who kept their money among their people. And we have to come to responsibility. How did we develop that money? Because we have a bad... If we don't review history, then we can't even see. Sometimes we did. Sometimes the people itself didn't react. God tells us in our book that the people don't change their condition until they change what's bothering them. So sometimes, yeah, the leaders and the corrupt figures, and I see a lot of people, and I'm telling you, it's God love you, they get out of that situation where, oh, yeah, you know, the Democrats, Republicans, you know, you would think that in the hood, we're the most political active community. Because it's in the hood and in Black America where I find the most. When you ask this like a child, you ask, what's happening? Why you can't do this? Oh, you know the Republicans, man. You know that. But when I go to the Chinese Americans, as that, go to their stores or go in there, I don't care about Republicans or Democrats. So when we say New Africa has to be an independent establishment. Doesn't mean we're not going to contribute to politics. Doesn't mean for real we'll have our own president in a few years if we embrace this idea. Coming straight from the community of New Africa. Like my man Tupac said on this thing. He even called, I got a video lecture, hit me later on Facebook, but Tupac even said, like, New Africa. He used New Africa. But we have to accept our own. We got to stop being dependent on everybody else. That's our problem.
accept your own. I believe that even if we accepted our ability to supply us with stores, if our woman said, hey, you know what, I'm tired of going to the Koreans for my nails and do my hair, I believe they wouldn't even want that hair no more. So this is a path to address things that's with us. This is a path. It's a gateway. That's why I highlight that brother that just called him, Brother Fareed, because he accepted himself. He accepted his own. He didn't wait for the whole community. He's not in the sky waiting for some mystical sign to come out the sky. No. He accepted his own intellect, his ability to be free, and he is creating. And he's going to do much more. Promise you that. But I don't want to keep the highlight on him. And I know a lot of brothers like, you know, the imam told us one time, may I say that later. It's a powerful meaning. But, you know, we're going to finish this at 8:30. It's 8:24 now, so we got about 5 minutes. I don't believe that our people accept, and I know most of our people who have started accepting themselves and loving themselves, I think they will have a very different exchange system with everything around them, from the religion. You say, Ismail, have you met Muslims? Have you met Muslims or African Americans who are religious but don't accept their own? But I think, not trying to be funny, I think that's a majority of people I meet in these major cities. My brother told me, he said, but man, you know, you in Philly, you in these places, man, there's so many Muslims. When I came to Philly, it was an embarrassment to me how many Muslims. Why say that? I love the fact to be around Muslims. But in a place, ghetto, a place so dirty in some of these places, in this village, it's an embarrassment. Because I know that cleanliness is part of our teachings. I know that responsibility is part of our teaching. But yet they are waiting for some sign out the sky, some shape from another planet, come to them and say, hey, you know, make a theater in this place so you can have a place to watch yourself, or if you don't turn up, you want to turn up the TV, create your own theater. Or they're waiting for somebody else to have a restaurant and say halal, feed them. That's an embarrassment. All praise is due to God. We're working on changing that. And our Christian brothers also, I see them out there, they working. But also have this. So a lot of us haven't accepted our own. One is in the West, one is in the East. What's the difference? I mean, we're not arguing off right now religion concept. We arguing that we're the same people. Same people. Struggling to come into the idea that the civil rights and the Nation of Islam were instrumental in bringing us into a new reality as a people. And we have not accepted it. My generation and others have not totally been able to move forward. And without blaming, because I know the problem, I know that a lot of OGs are older, so that's what we use the term OGs, the old timers, they ain't really hip us, man. Yeah, but we're not babies anymore. It's time to hip ourselves. Time to learn from those who are still here. Brothers like Imam Alfred. So we want to accept ourselves. And I'm going to say, I said that this show, I really want you to understand that. We're not backing down to that. And do that mean to just accept ourselves and want minor behavior or minor things out of life? No. We expect great things. I tell my children, tell people, we expect the best because you come from the best.
You don't come from, but if you don't think you come from anything, you go for anything. We go for any scheme, any trick. Use anybody else's service system or anybody else's vision of the religion. Anybody else's vision for our culture. Anybody else's vision, even our science. You know, you scientists, I'm going to say this, and I hope my brother George is listening because he's another brother, but I want you to understand, too, that even when you go into medical fields and science fields, you see the tool, but don't, you still got to accept your own. Don't, okay, I'm listening to all these laws. I got the Boyle's Law. I got Newton's Law. Know that that law was not created by that man. Please, know this. Know that that law, that man was called, that's called, that's really revelation. And I'll give you a sense of what that means. That's revealed knowledge. Revealed knowledge. You know, these were things revealed to Newton. Newton didn't create that law. He didn't create that law of the cosmos and these physics, physical laws. And matter of fact, we had a lot of these laws before the West even came. But they renamed, they Adam, they did the Adam principle. Before you that want to understand Adam, they named English, used terms to symbol their civilization. Because these are basic things that every civilization needs to have a civilized society. They need laws. Physical laws, moral laws, and rational laws. Can't be putting up a plane and don't know how aerodynamics work. So we have to come into an independent mind here. So when you go into science, don't accept everything science is giving you from the surface. Be encouraged to go beyond the surface and rename some of the laws. I mean, right now we don't have time to rename everything, but come into a sense of your conscious behavior. Coming to a sense to understand that we are given the ability to rename. And that's why we are new people on New Africa Monday. And I'll take this last call because I see it coming from California. And another one, I just want to get to it. 213-925-8771. Are you there? Okay, I think we're going to close out the show then. I thank all of you brothers and sisters. Please send this to anyone you know who needs it or may enjoy it or respect it. I love you. I want to say love because I definitely want the people to know I love you. You know, a lot of us don't really operate in the principle of love. Muslims in our community and abroad, Christians in our community and abroad, yeah, listening to the show, and all those other great, blessed, human, excellent people, we want you to know that we love you. And the human vessel of love is coming back. Never went nowhere, really. So it's got to consciously be understood. And the way we're going to conquer this hate towards each other is with love. And many of our people got knowledge and they're a little arrogant. But the Quran doesn't say God chose us because we were knowledgeable. So that's something to think about as you seek knowledge. I thank you on this November Monday, New Africa. I thank you for another edition on Religion Means Alive.